Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's the whitest thing Sweeney said on the air. Oh, I can do better. I've seen 3-6 Mafia twice.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Take that, Ennis. You just made Malik Williams news. Bob Baffert doesn't give a damn about that.
And James Strebel.
No say, Elsa. Father.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
How do you get rid of butt cheek cramps, do you think?
I don't know, Mark.
I mean, the new trainer's job to, you know, do like a little chop suey on those things? What do you do? Like, what do you do?
Mark, I don't know. And I'm not going down that road.
You don't know?
No.
Maybe we should ask Clemson. They're into the butt stuff. You know what that means? It means we're in studio.
Yeah.
We automatically can't hear anything. It means we are hanging out in the studio. James Strebel's embarrassed himself today.
Yeah.
He's dressed up in all Kentucky gear. I mean, honestly, you look like you were going to the Final Four.
Yeah.
Or you're going to a football game on a Saturday fall afternoon or whatever. So
Phil Baker said I look like the Get Back coach.
Yeah.
I kind of look like the Get Back
That's
coach
exactly
on the sidelines.
Like.
Yeah.
437-9680, come hang with us. Another 3 hours here. We got you for up until 6 o'clock. I'm Andy Sweeney. He's James Strebel. Mitchell Hannigan. Today's effort. Good afternoon, fellas. I'm going to immediately go under the table here. So if you're wondering what I'm doing.
Yeah, Andy's got to go. He's got to
go under the table. Let's
fiddle with the knobs a little bit. I can hear myself okay. Mitch,
okay.
Can you hear us?
That's good. A little fiddle with the old knobs.
Good to see Mitch today in person.
Is it?
It's been, well.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we need to get into this. We think it's going to be a fun show. Rick Bosich from WDRB will join us at 5 o'clock. And Orlando Antigua, we think, is going to join us today at 4 o'clock. So in 57 minutes, Big O, who Strebel loves, he adores.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you're wearing all this Kentucky gear.
It's like a holiday for me.
I can't believe. I mean, you guys need to see this. He's got the Kentucky hat. The Nike Kentucky hat. He's got the Nike Kentucky shirt. I mean, that's a nice
polo
shirt.
Here.
A little
yeah.
polo, and he's got his dad shoes and his cargo shorts. And you could not be more of a Kentucky fan than you are right now.
It's in my blood. It's in my DNA, as they say. I don't normally get all dressed up to come into the ESPN Louisville studios. You know, I know where I am. I'm right here on Cardinal Boulevard. I get it. I walk in, Ennis is scowling at me already.
He
saw me in blue. He didn't like that at all. So I know I usually don't dress like this, but it's a big day. It's like a holiday for me.
Well, okay. So that's going on.
Yeah.
And I can't look at Mitch right now.
I'm trying
because
not to.
And he knows it's coming, okay?
Yeah.
And there's no stopping this.
It's like a train.
And I don't know if I should ask the text line to be nice or not. But I mean,
it won't matter
Strebel,
what you say.
Mitch Strebel is scared. You can't go silent here because we bring everything we can to the show.
Yep.
We try to be as honest as humanly possible.
Like an open book.
Which is the opposite of the guy I used to work with. I'm kidding, Locke. Anyway. Got a little text from the McLean family last night. We'll talk about that as we go.
Oh, did you?
You don't worry about what I got cooking.
The McLean family.
Don't you worry about what I got cooking. That's something we can talk about today.
I like that.
So anyway, today at 2:30, I can't look at Mitch right now. I have the computer that's blocking him. It's one of those days where I wish we were back
at your home
studio.
Yeah.
Okay, it makes it a lot less awkward, but here we are.
Yep.
Here we are. So at 2:30 today, we were supposed to tape Chin Coleman.
Right, yeah.
Ronald Chin Coleman.
New assistant coach, UK.
And if you remember, he had the sound that he's ready to get to work and many, 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 many more championships and wins and everything else.
Yeah, a lot of sweat, too.
And so we were going, he was riding the Peloton. He was working out. So we were going to play that sound for him, and we made fun of ourselves like we often do yesterday that And I'm going to bring this up to Orlando Antigua at 4 o'clock if we end up getting him on. And that is at the end of this journey where they have done every podcast, every radio show, every TV hit, every right. blog, and Jerry Tipton, John Clay, like
Michael
after,
Bennett.
Yeah, after they've done everything, here we are at the end. The feces at the end.
Yes.
The one last interview. Thank God for the summer for Chin Coleman and Orlando Antigua is with The Take right here on ESPN Louisville.
Damn right.
So that's the fun that we've been having. So Orlando Antigua today is live at 4 o'clock. We hope to have him on. I'd imagine, well, Kentucky's always been good with those sorts of things.
Right.
But what scares me, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I'm scared of this as well.
You should be scared.
Yeah.
Is what happened at 2:30. So we were going to tape, and Strebel's nervous right now.
Yeah.
People need to know what is going on right now in this studio. I can't look at Mitch.
I'm just looking at Kaywood Ledford's bobblehead.
Kaywood Ledford.
Right there.
Oh,
looking at his bobblehead.
Didn't know we had that in here.
Yeah.
Who brought that? Issel, did you bring that?
I think it's Diener's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll settle down. You go to hell. How dare you?
What?
How dare you
I know
say,
he likes Kaywood Ledford.
How do you know that?
I've heard him talk about it.
You don't know that Diener will come, please.
On the radio.
You've heard him talk about
he
it.
Did.
Oh, no, not, I didn't think it was on the radio.
Well,
I thought
yeah.
it was one of the podcasts that he did or
oh,
something.
No.
I don't believe you.
And okay.
Okay, I don't believe you. So anyway, we had technical issues.
Yes.
And we had to punt on Chin Coleman.
We didn't get to talk to him.
Which means, yes, we did not get to talk to Chin Coleman. And when I could see that it was going wrong, Mitch couldn't figure out the board, which is in the soundboard in the 93.9 studio.
Right, new studio.
And so Mitch did what I would have done is he started cursing and he started throwing things.
His headphones.
He may have broke his headphones. And he's in a terrible mood right now.
Yeah.
He is in a surly mood. And I understand now the problem that we have here is it potentially is better content for the show.
Right.
That this got butchered.
With Chin Coleman in the background.
Instead of getting Chin Coleman.
right.
And
he was like driving. We could hear his, like, we could hear him, but Andy kept going, hello, Chin, coach. And nothing.
Hey,
you hear,
coach.
Like, you
hey,
hear, like,
coach.
Wind. He was like driving
oh,
or
yeah,
something.
He was, of course he's driving. He's recruiting.
He's out there recruiting.
It never ends.
We could hear that. We could hear his end of things, but he couldn't hear our end of things.
Right.
And so, like Andy said, we had to punt. Now, here's why I'm nervous. Now, I don't know if you have the same thought as I do here. What if Chin texts
Orlando?
Coach Owens, like, hey.
Hey, these guys are a bunch of amateurs.
Amateur
which
hour.
Which, of course, we are.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Of course, he would be within his rights to do that. So now we don't know what's going to happen. I am sitting in the middle of Mitch, who is surly.
Yeah.
We will hear from him in a second. And then Strebel on the other end that's decked out. I mean, honestly, decked out head to toe in Kentucky blue. That's what I'm sitting in the middle of today.
Yeah, it's a nice spot
not,
for you.
No, it's not. It's not comfortable for me. There's nothing comfortable that's going on right now.
No.
There's no comfort right now.
I have that uncomfortable smile that you see people do when they're, you know, they're watching something happen that's a train wreck and they're trying not to, like, make it worse, so they just smile at it. That's kind of what I'm doing now. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Chin Coleman is on the phone. He's driving. I'm going, hey, coach, can you hear me? Over and over again. Mitch is slamming headphones. That was 30 minutes ago.
I'm sure he's cursing, too.
And Strebel was smiling under his breath, but he didn't want anyone to see it.
No.
And that's where we sit today at 3:10. So, Mitch, I'm not looking at you still. I'm hiding behind the UPS jobs text line. Where is your mind right now? And I'm sure the text line's going to be coming at you today.
Just nothing in this place ever works. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's a factual statement.
It is. He's not wrong. I mean, what Mitch said,
statement.
You can't battle Mitch on that statement. No, not at all. He
it's embarrassing. Like, I don't know why we're laughing at it. It's quite literally embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, see.
That we can't have proper equipment to work in this place for us to do our jobs.
Well, what I would say is everyone else records there. How do they record well and we can't?
because it was a phone issue and a simple restart of the phone solved the problem. So I saved Dennis's show because if Dennis has a guest on, the same thing would have happened to him happened to us.
So, the
Lord Almighty himself, Mark Ennis, I saved his show. So I don't know. Go over there and listen to him.
Another bump for the drive. Like they don't get it. Like Ennis and the Drive doesn't get enough publicity and love around here.
Well, Mitch, I have to laugh at it because it's funny.
It's either you laugh or you cry.
Or you cry. No, yeah. it's either complete sadness or you try to have fun with it.
Yeah, this is the only thing to do is just laugh and have fun and hope that Chin doesn't relay the information to Orlando and we get to talk to at least one of the
Will
two.
Will you be mad at Mitch if it ruins Orlando and Tigua?
No.
No, that's a massive lie.
Because it's not,
he's calling at 4. I reached out.
It's not his fault the phone wasn't working, but I don't know. I won't be mad. Come on, say it.
Say that you'll be mad at Mitch if Orlando Antigua doesn't call
in. I'll be disappointed.
That you will blame him.
I will personally blame him. I'll be disappointed.
Behind his back, you will stab him in the back.
No.
Behind the back.
No, I will be disappointed if we don't get Orlando Antigua on. And then Mitch's day's ruined,
Mitch,
and my day's ruined.
Don't be so mad. It's okay.
It's all right.
Now, there are particulars behind the scenes that we could have done better.
Right.
But Chin Coleman and that interview being ruined, there is a part of that that's really, really funny.
Yeah, it is funny. The fact that he's sitting on the phone where you're, Chin, Coach, you there? Hello, Coach. What do you think of John Calipari?
Texas says, Mitch, you'll never work at KSR. This bleep doesn't happen to them.
I don't think Mitch is applying.
Texas says, hey, Mitch, your gambling picks definitely don't work in the studio.
That's a good text.
It's going to be a long day.
Yeah,
I don't know how much to push him here because I'm scared of him.
I think he's already on the edge.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know. It won't take much more.
What put him on the – what told you that?
Well, just the fact that he's not looking at us.
The F-bombs. Yeah. He won't look at us. The slamming of the headphones.
He won't talk.
The breaking of the headphones.
I mean, is Process around or something? I know Process was milling about earlier. We need him to come in.
I did tell. Process is here for some reason. I don't know what he's doing. It's 3 o'clock in Process.
Well, I know what he's doing.
What?
He's now moved on from ranking Genesis albums.
Okay, we'll get to that's not why he's here. But I did tell Process, I go, your boy Mitch is hurt right now, and it made him happy.
He smiled. He smiled very large and went back to his work, whatever that was.
Texas says, I'm with Mitch. Y'all have been laughing at it for a long time. It's time to fix it. Which I don't disagree with. If I could be a radio engineer, I would make a lot more money than I am right now.
Yeah.
I could name my price.
You could. You really could. Like, hey, I can fix everything. Yeah, I can fix everything here. I'll just pay me this. Boom. Done.
Oh, goodness. So there we go. I don't know what we want to do. Cord's running everywhere.
Yeah. It's a curse.
Oh, man. We have to laugh at it. Oh, Mitch is not happy. I was going to talk to Chin Coleman. How many interviews did he do last year in Illinois? The number has to be like 2.
Yeah, compared to now.
He's done 32 in the last month. So, there we go.
Was that your first question out there?
I don't know.
I wanted to ask him about the Peloton.
Well, I was going to ask him at they had the coach's retreat.
Oh, yeah.
If Chin Coleman did a trust fall into the arms of John Robick.
You could ask Orlando that as well. That's an easy transferable question.
Oh,
go right
man.
To Coach O.
Oh, that's fantastic. So there we are today. Coach K retired. That press conference was awkward and very starch.
Strange.
It was just kind of white.
Yeah.
Which we can dive into that at some point today. Yesterday with Ennis having your boy on, Chris Mack, I have a question as pertains to, Louisville going after another big, which is something that we've been talking about on this show consistently.
Right.
It's been obvious the way they've constructed the roster. Let's just be honest. And says a couple different things of someone that they really don't trust. And then I have a question as it pertains to them doing that. Now, at some point today as well,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to be mean and nasty over this TBT?
I can be. I, I, I can be. Like, I have thoughts. To me, I mean, I texted earlier.
Chris Jones was added today.
Yes.
You have texted to Blankenbaker.
It says the most Louisville basketball thing I've ever seen.
And I think Blank agrees with you, but he can't say it.
Right.
He can't say it.
No.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay? He took a vow. He's like a nun.
He is. Or he's like a member of the mafia. Like, you know, if you're made in the mafia, you take like a blood oath to be a part of Cosa Nostra. Blankenbaker's part of the Louisville Cosa Nostra.
No one knows that reference. Well, why didn't you just roll with what I said? Well, I don't know that reference.
Well, it's true, factual. Reference. Yeah, but, if you're a made guy in the mafia.
Yeah, I know. You take a blood oath.
Take a blood oath.
But what did you call them?
The Cosa Nostra.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
That's from the old country. What they call the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, is what they call it. It's a Sicilian thing.
Why are you doing a $10 word? Every time you get in the studio, you try to act smarter than what you need to do.
I'm not trying. I'm really into. I equate it more with mafia than the nuns.
Texas says, "Can Grossman's brother run the board?" Well, I got some takes on Grossman.
I saw Ethan.
I got something for Jeff Greer. I mean, Grossman's day off.
He's in here.
They call him in to do an hour of radio on his day off.
And he brought Ethan along with him.
Come on.
And Ethan was sitting in the producer's chair for some reason.
Texas says, "I'm Team Mitch. Fix your bleep."
Yeah.
Texas says, "Good thing Mitch didn't bet the text line on the Grizzlies Jazz series."
There are a lot of texters coming to your defense, Mitch.
Texas says, "Nothing didn't work in her." Ryan Lemon never would have let this happen. Thank you. We see them all. So, Mitch, are you going to be fuming all day? Well, how can we make this better for you? What would make this better for you? Anything?
I mean, honestly, just to stop laughing about it and like play it off like as a big joke. Like, I'm just not here for that.
Well, I have a treat for you in the fridge if you want it. I did bring something for you.
It's probably a 3.5% domestic light. That's probably what it is.
I brought Miss McCoor's lights for all of us to share.
Oh, man, the text line, man. I can't read any of these. 437-9680. Do we have, Mitch, I want to get to this. I wanted to ask you guys right off the top.
Yes.
Do we have the song? Do we know the song? Okay, so
it's like today, every time we touch.
Oh, every time we touch.
I think that's the name of it.
Okay, so I need to set this up. Today, Coach K had his press conference, and yesterday we talked to Pat Forty, and Pat Forty had a theory that, you know, this wasn't going to be the time. Yesterday was the 2nd, today's the 3rd of June that this was going to be announced, and Jeff Goodman, or however it came out, this leaked out.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it that it leaked out. And Coach K and company had to just kind of go ahead and make the announcement. I don't know when they were going to do that, and I might be wrong in whatever else, but that was a theory that Pat Forty threw out there yesterday.
Yeah.
And so today they had in Cameron Indoor.
Of course.
Of course that's where you have it.
No, I wouldn't say anything bad.
I was about to say, Billy Gillespie did his big speech in Rupp Arena.
So did Calipari when he was hired.
Did he?
They had it may have been in Joe Kraft Center.
Yeah, for some reason I remember Billy G's being a lot bigger deal than Cal's.
I think you might be right. Now that I remember.
I think I am right.
Yeah, because I think it was in the joke. You're right.
It was scrunched.
It was a little scrunched up.
It was scrunched up, if you will. So,
yeah.
So anyway, Coach K, when he's coming out with his wife, like entrance music, they played that song. Mitch, go ahead and hit that song. This is the song they played. And again, the media's there.
Oh, yeah. Fans are there. Media's there.
There's not many fans, but
there are a few.
It's family. Everyone's got a mask.
Yeah.
Everyone is very starched. There's John Shire sitting there.
Awkwardly.
Looking uncomfortable. Nolan Smith is there.
Yeah.
And it's the family. They get up and they start. Some of them start to clap. Let's just listen. This is Coach K. He walked into this. I love it. Because every
time we touch, I feel the sky. You're old friends, man. Every time we kiss, I reach for the sky. Can't you hear my heart beat so? I can't let you go. Want you in my life. techno beat.
All right. There we go. That's what was playing. And Coach K comes in.
Yeah.
And people are clapping off rhythm, obviously.
Dancing a little dancing.
Because they're Duke fans. Coach K is dancing.
Yeah.
It's I thought it was a joke. I thought it was from a different time. So that song, Mitch, what is the name of that song? Is it Every Time We Touch? Who's the artist?
I don't know the artist.
Because I have no idea. Every Time We Touch.
Well,
what would be the song? I put this on Twitter for Calipari. Like, Chris Maxeasy. It's Kid Rock.
There's some Kid Rock music. Ball with a Ball.
There's Ball with a Ball.
Cowboy.
There's Cowboy. Absolutely. That's easy.
Yeah.
Mike Woodson. I don't know a damn thing other than the mustache from Mike Woodson. So I can't even begin to stereotype what Mike Woodson might be listening to.
Right.
But I, for the life of me, have no idea. I even reached out to Beisner. He hasn't hit me back.
He didn't hit you back?
I'm like, if there were a song at the going away for John Calipari at Rupp, what would it be? And I don't know what it is.
Apparently, he's a big Train fan. You know, the band Train, Drops of Jupiter. Apparently, he likes that kind of music. That's why I suggested Lifehouse to you on Twitter. Little Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment. Something like it seems like he likes cheesy rock. So to me, it'd be some cheesy rock song.
Texas says, "Don't worry, Mitch. You still have Ja Morant. Never mind." Texas says Mitch doesn't get the show. Yeah, I would say on this one.
Yeah.
Texas says this is awkward. Texas says that Coach K sounds a lot like Locke, something that he would run to. Oh, yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's Locke's demographic. This is his type of music there. That's totally Locke.
So you don't have anything then?
What, on Coach K?
No, you got nothing on John Calipari.
I did. I gave you Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment.
Lifehouse?
Yeah.
Do you think John Calipari is going to go away in the Rupp Arena the day he retires?
Yeah.
Is going to play Lifehouse?
He likes that cheesy rock.
He doesn't.
He does, too. I'm telling you.
Where did you hear this? I can't believe Lifehouse.
I got to say where I heard it, right?
Are you ready? I don't know who.
KSR. Years ago, I heard it on KSR. He talked about how much
he likes, I
promise, I swear.
How many years ago was this?
It was years ago.
I mean, this had to be a decade ago.
He liked that song, Drops of Jupiter, by Train. He likes Train. That and like Soul Sister. Like, he likes that song, too. I'm telling you, God's honest truth.
Hey, Soul Sister. Okay,
yeah.
That's all I know.
That's what he likes. So
who
that's
sings
my,
that one? That's
Train.
Like, oh, that's Train?
That's Train as well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's a big Train fan. That's why I put light. They're kind of in the same demographic. It's a little sad. It's a going away song. Oh, like, you're going to miss them. That's, yeah, there it is.
Hey. Texas says Cal's favorite song is Train, Strebel's Right. Your lipstick
stains on the well, sound like a ukulele.
I don't like this song.
It's terrible. I'm with you. It's awful.
It's not terrible. I just don't like it.
I don't. I'm not a big Train fan. It's not my type of thing.
Your sweet moonbeam. All right, get that out of here. Get that out of here. Ence is backing you. He says Cal's daughters used to mock him for his unhealthy obsession with Hey Soul's Sister from Train.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Wow, yep. Look at you guys.
Yeah, again, you know. Well,
what's the second one then? Because everyone
Drops
agrees.
Drops of Jupiter?
What's Drops of Jupiter?
It's the one where he goes, oh man, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of the Mitch, can you look that up, please? Because I'm trying to think of how it goes.
He's seething. Does he look like he wants to there look it, something
here it is.
Up?
You'll know it when it hits.
All right. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, get this out of here.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm saying this and I mean it. Chris Mack has a better taste in music than John Calipari.
I agree.
And Chris Mack is leading with Kid Rock.
I agree with you. That's the one thing that I'll agree with you on Chris Mack about. He has much better taste in music. I mean, you're going to get Chris Mack coming out there to I Am the Bull God or something like that. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, I Am the Bull God.
You like that, Bull?
Yeah, you're damn right I do. I Am the Bull God. I don't know. If this is I Am the Bull God, I don't know if you can play any
no,
of this.
No, it's ball with a ball.
Texas says Cal would leave to closing time by Semisonic.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Or is it Semisonic?
I think it's Semisonic.
Is it semi?
I think you're right the first time, yeah.
I love how I'm skipping it ahead.
Yeah, because then don't score. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah. A young James Siebel used to get wild to this one.
I bet you did.
I did, man. This, I would get pumped. I've seen him like five times, and he closed out to it every single time as his closing song. That's what he ended the show with.
Oh, man.
Well, that was good. I'm glad I was right about Cal, because I was like, if I wasn't right about that,
you were right, I
was going
to
get.
I mean, that had to be years ago he said that on Cal. And the amount of people that text in that you were right, that is an unhealthy thing that you know that from years ago.
It is.
That is just being, that is just you guys being a BBN gas bag. That's really all it
is. When I was,
God bless you,
deep into it. Like, I was,
you were harassing Mike Rutherford.
I dress like this every day. This wasn't just like a
instead of half
one
the
day,
time.
Yeah, one day a week thing.
Texter wants to know if we're going to crush Strebel over UK hiring a Georgia State coach.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good enough. I mean, Chris Collins is his name.
Yeah.
But you just lost a big gun with Clink.
Yeah, but you know who Clink was.
That's just true.
Playing devil's advocate.
That's true.
You made your bed with Louisville going and getting, is it Georgia Southern or Georgia State? Georgia Southern,
Georgia,
right?
Southern players,
Georgia,
yes.
Southern and everything else. Here's the thing, though. Maben and Rummage said, we can't make fun of that. Like, everybody. No one should make fun of Georgia State or Georgia Southern anymore.
Right.
Or Liberty. So they can't make fun of this hire.
No, they can't, but they will.
No, well, yeah, but it's a bad job by then. You can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be listening tomorrow.
I'm sure
and
you
if,
will.
If they bring that up, you better believe I'll have a response. Absolutely have a response.
N says he likes the graduation song from Vitamin C.
Wait, who does? Calipari or Ince?
Oh, that's fantastic. I'd
believe either one of them.
Yeah, both of them. Yes, the answer is yes to that.
They both like it. Ince just, he's not even graduating from anything. He just listens to it every once in a while.
Oh, man, the Vitamin C. Do you remember the graduation song from Vitamin C?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
That came out the year I graduated, so I heard it all the time. The year I graduated from high school was when she dropped that song.
That and I bet Cal likes the I Hope We Had the Time of Our Lives.
Green Day, Good Riddance.
The Green Day song.
Yeah.
That's the one they'll play for Cal.
Oh, yeah. Hot take. I don't like Green Day. It might be a hot take,
but
I don't like them.
What would Jamie do if Cal came out to some Jack Harlow? I could see that.
I'd boo him.
Texas says he said that long before that KSR interview, Jamie doesn't listen to Cal, only Cal on KSR.
If you can prove exactly where he said it before KSR, then fine, go ahead and do it. I just remember hearing it on KSR. That's it.
Okay.
I mean that's where I heard it, and I was upfront about it. I didn't lie.
Yeah, but you didn't want to say that.
I didn't. I know I didn't. That's why I hesitated. But I wanted to be proven right, so I had to reveal my sources.
You had to read your sources.
My sources.
Yeah, there you go. We always love when you reveal your sources.
Yeah, a public radio station. Show that everyone listens to. Yeah, that's my sources.
Texas says, I pegged Cal as an Eagles guy. Yeah, maybe.
I can see that. That's more Mike Pratt. He likes the Eagles.
He does.
He loves the Eagles.
Saw Issel today.
Oh, how's he looking? Good?
He's looking great.
Yeah.
Everything looks good.
Good.
Absolutely.
Is Pratt still in Florida? He's still
he
vacationing?
Is. So
all right.
Yeah, you didn't listen at all today.
I didn't.
No.
What
were you doing today? Anything?
I don't know.
What would you do
today?
I
didn't do anything. I made some eggs.
You made some eggs?
Yeah.
That took 3 minutes.
Yeah, about 3 minutes. I made some eggs. I read a little bit today. I watched.
Wow, you read?
Yeah. I watched. Before I came here, I was watching. My wife was watching Oklahoma James Madison softball, so I watched a little bit with her.
Okay.
We did.
Okay. I don't know.
It was on the TV. She was really into it.
Another thing that she used to like to do.
Softball.
And now doesn't. Yeah.
No, that's now she has to live vicariously through her children.
There we go. 437-9680. Everything's falling around us. Mitch is seething.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. On the other end, a quick little opinion on – I have a question for Louisville basketball. We can get to that, obviously. We hope Orlando Antigua comes up at 4 o'clock. We can talk with him and a bunch of other nonsense as well, including L's down in the news again.
I
gave this story to Process this morning, and he never got to it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got Diener and Blank right now. This sets Blank up for a great rant.
Yes.
What are you doing?
And he didn't. He just sat there and looked at you.
No,
like, well,
nothing.
Okay.
And do you feel sorry for Julius Randle. How about that?
Oh,
437-9680. Quick break. Orlando Antigua coming up in a half an hour.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The conversation I want to have with you guys, if you were to do something, what would it be?
And James Strebel.
Would it be, what do you call the, would it be a streaker?
I'm not streaking.
We know that. But
yes.
Even in your new body?
Even in my new body, I'm not streaking.
You would not do that.
I'm not streaking. No.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't want anybody seeing all that, nor do they want to see all that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
Oh, is this graduation?
I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl,
is that what it
tonight
is?
You
it's
look
plain
so
white
pretty.
Tees.
Yes, you
hey,
do.
Delilah.
Times Square can shine as bright as you.
Oh, you think he likes this too?
I can see him
you
liking this.
You think Cal likes this too?
Yeah, this was a song when we were in college. Like, I was in college.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, all the dudes that could, like, try to play guitar were, like, try to play this and impress girls. This song specifically.
Now, was that a Campbell's dump? Or
that was Bellarmine.
Or is that Bellarmine?
That was at Bellarmine in the
Bellarmine?
Quad. Bellarmine.
It was in the quad?
Quad. Yeah, the little dude in the quad. He'd bring his guitar out and he'd play when it's sunny days like right now. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Does Wing Zone want to be associated with that? I don't know. But big thank you to Adam and Company dropping off some Wing Zone today to the ESPN Louisville studios. As always, try that ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. Mention ESPN Louisville. That is good 7 days a week. Or the Thursday special, 20 boneless wings. For $14.
Damn, that's a hell of a deal.
You could have done that easily back in the day,
oh,
right?
Back in the day, I would have crushed them.
20 for 14. 20
boneless, especially.
Boneless,
just boom.
Easy. Done.
Like chicken nuggets.
Done.
Just
done.
Shove them in.
Wingzone.com. Yes, that would be the case.
Yeah.
Wingzone.com. All right, so Orlando Antigua, I think, will join us here coming up. We'll get to that. I was going to go to Mitch. At some point, Mitch, if you're out of your surly mood, I would like you to use that anger
and
trash talk the Reds. At some point today. That will make you feel better.
Yes.
It makes you feel better every time. Right?
Yeah,
it absolutely does.
A little pep in his step.
Yeah.
They play at 7:45 tonight, correct?
I did see Joey Votto strike out yesterday.
Oh, did he for the Bats? I have no idea what he did.
Nice.
By the way, the Bats uniforms, better than the Reds, but that's a discussion that we can get into in July.
Right.
We have lots of other time to do that. Do you guys feel bad for Julius Randle? I'm going to ask that, and we'll ask it again. So I'm just asking, do you feel bad for him?
I'm going to say no, because...
Mitch, do you feel bad for him? We'll say the
okay,
because.
Okay, I'll say the because.
We'll get into that. Mitch, do you feel bad for Julius Randle, like at all?
No.
Had this great year.
Yeah.
And now he's a bum.
He was bad in the playoffs. He was terrible.
He was
bad.
One of the main reasons they lost.
Yes. I mean, you're the comeback player of the year or most improved player of the year, and you come and you lay a complete egg, and the rest of your team's not made up of superstars. You are the superstar. And there's other reasons, too. If you want me to save that.
Did you watch any of the game last night? I'm just wondering.
Not the one last night. I watched a couple
night?
Of them, though. Not
what
the one
were you
last...
doing last night? Do you have a podcast
no.
or something?
What did I do last night? I went... I just went home and we made dinner and I just hung out with Kellen and I played a little board game. You play a little board game with Kellen and then that's really it.
Texas says Mitch going to be mad when the Reds give the Cardinals work this weekend. Who cares? Yeah. Texas says for a guy that hates this music, Big Rig knows a lot about this music. That's a great point.
No, it is a good point. I know a lot about this era of music. It's just one of those stupid things that have just stuck in my head. I know a lot of the songs and the bands that go along with it.
I'm just going to play a bunch of songs today on the rejoins that
think?
I think Cal likes.
Okay.
Maybe we can ask Coach O if he like, you know, because Coach O might know.
He might know.
That's a great question to throw at Coach O.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know
does,
if it is.
Does Cal like does he Hey like, Soul Sister?
Does he like Hey Soul Sister by Train? Yes, I'm sure that will get him going.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was yesterday with Mangus. Chris Mack was on, and it's one thing that we talked about, but not very much. And I just have a question as it pertains to U of L. Is looking to add in the transfer market, something that I thought was the case consistently. I mean, I thought that was the case. In fact, the argument went from, if I'm not mistaken, what position would they add to it kind of fizzling out and everyone kind of thinking, well, you know, around here, Indiana has their roster and Kentucky has their roster.
Yeah.
And it was just assumed that Louisville would, and there's no names, like there's no scuttle. There's no big name, really. I think there's, what, that Trey Mitchell kid who's out there who's a big, and again, I don't even know. Like, there's no, we've stopped, I guess what I'm trying to say is we've stopped following it for the most part. Now that Indiana, Kentucky, and Louisville did so much work on the front end, okay, Carly Jones made his decision rather quick, and so it was one of those things that we knew who was staying, who was going.
Plus we knew about, like, it was seemingly we knew about Jared West and Noah Locke like a week or two before they even committed.
It was done. No, yeah. Exactly. So Chris Mack yesterday talked about adding someone else and adding someone to that front court.
Whether it's, you know, Jared, L, Noah, I mean, they're all going to help us. Our backcourt's going to look a little different, might look a little smaller when you subtract a guy like David Johnson and put in Noah Locke or L Ellis. But our talent level's good. We're going to be deeper. And we may not be done in the transfer portal, quite honestly. You know, you have until July 1, if you're on a college campus, to decide that's the place for you or not. And if we feel like there's a guy that could help our program, you know, we're only sitting on 11 scholarships. And so we get 13 now. We have 12 scholarship players because Malik's a free one because of COVID. So, you know, we feel really good about our backcourt. You know, last year we were really, really thin, especially with the injuries to Josh and Charles. We don't want that to happen again.
And, okay, so here's my – this is just – this is me wondering, okay? When you hear – so one of the reasons that it was obvious that Louisville wasn't going to add a guard is because they have a lot of them.
Right.
In fact, that's the thing that I find to be the most shocking about Kentucky's roster construct, including – and John Hale wrote about it, what, yesterday or today in the Courier about why Dante Allen came back to school. Right. It's a great question. I mean, Kentucky has – I'm not saying they got the best guards in the country. We shall see how everything works out.
Mm-hmm.
But Louisville, you figured Jared West – you know, L. Ellis and these guys, you know, they still have time to pivot, by the way.
They do,
But those guys, you figured, okay, this is the backcourt is set for U of L. And when Mike James's name was brought up as a recruit that would play and that potentially, obviously, could play early, earlier, I should say, that you knew the way that it was trending. Now, what I find interesting about it is, what does a big that's who is out there that's actually good? And I don't know the answer. In other words, I don't know what kind of value that Louisville's looking for here. Is it a true bench guy? Like, I don't know. I'm asking because I don't know who is out there that would be a big time difference maker that if they added somebody in 3 weeks from now, that we would say, okay, Louisville may be, you know, 35th in the country, wherever you think they are preseason. And this is a big deal. We saw that Kentucky's roster, I mean, it was whatever. They weren't respected, and then in a weekend, you get Wheeler, you get Ty Washington, and Kentucky flies up the charts because that's a big deal. Okay, a big-time five-star recruit, maybe a one-and-done, and a guy that played pretty good basketball, obviously, there in the SEC. And so, for me, who is there, what kind of value is there at that position? The other thing is, it makes you, I don't want to say worry, because again, you might not have anything to worry about, or Mag brings in somebody who's damn good, and we sit in and we say, hey, it's good that in, you know, late June or July that Chris Mack was able to add someone who has been a big part
of this upcoming season. But what I think it is saying is that we can stop with the big Wiz talk.
I 100% agree with that.
We knew that. That was common sense. But Chris Mack doesn't think that this is a guy that is actually going to play here.
Play big minutes.
Play minutes.
Yeah.
The other thing, we talked about it yesterday, is Malik Williams, how much he can play. When Chris Mack tells you it's good to have Malik Williams, you know, when games start, we're going to bring him on slow. Well, that means he's going to be on a minute management. He is going to be on a practice management. They are going to be trying to nurture him to play. Like, I'm a Yankees fan. They're getting smoked right now. The Yankees just said, we can't keep Giancarlo Stanton on the field. So we're just literally, he's going to take 2 weeks off. And the guy doesn't play. The guy never plays, and he's never going to be in the field. No matter what happens around us, he's never going to be in the field. He's going to be a DH, and that's all he's going to be. And so I think managing that will be one of the storylines. Now, the other thing, and I don't know, and here's what I don't know, what it means for the guys on the roster. You bring someone in, it's not bothering Jalen Withers. Jalen Withers is an established player that is going to start for Chris Mack.
Day one,
okay?
Absolutely.
We understand that, whether he's playing the four or the five. Again, the four or the five doesn't mean what it used to mean.
No.
You don't need a 7-2 guy who's lumbering up and down the floor to be your center. But I don't know what it means for J.J. Trainer. Because I asked about that, two, 3 weeks ago, whenever he had his press conference.
Yeah.
And, you know, J.J. Trainor's a guy that looks like he has a lot of promise. Louisville fans are excited about him, rightfully so.
They wanted him to play more.
Or the video. They wanted him to play more last year.
Yeah.
And you very well can make the argument he should have played last year. You could have maybe got a little bit more run, so at the end of the year, you have a guy who's a little bit more polished. All of those things are worth, and we have talked about him, but like, I don't know what it means for him. And again, that goes into, you bring somebody in, how does that change a room? It's the same thing I said a couple minutes ago. I'm surprised Kentucky was able to get this many guards.
Yeah, they got a ton of them.
It's shocking. It is. And so the expectation for me is absolutely the Chris Mack adds. It's to that front court, and quite frankly, with Wheeler coming in, my man Reggie, and this is a guy that hasn't played basketball in over a year, coming off a major injury.
Being eased in, too.
With Malik Williams, with Jalen Withers, need not play out of position. You got to maximize him, okay? And so playing him at the four maximizes him. And then there's J.J. Trainor that is a fan favorite, that is a local kid, that is going to be someone, his maturation, his playing time, his production is going to be closely followed here. I feel like it's going to be, whether he's really good, bad, in the middle, that's going to be a storyline. So those are things I don't know, and it is giving us another tentacle to talk about as we head into the summer.
Well, I think you hit the point, and this was they talked about this a lot yesterday on LSL as I was driving home.
I'm sure you were. What did those boys have to say?
Well, they actually.
Oh boy,
they actually argued over, like, Jack Grossman really thinks that they're going to add a guard, which I vehemently disagree with. Like, Jack was like, no, they're adding a guard. They don't need any bigs because of Big Wiz and Roosevelt, Reeler. And I'm like, and of course, Malik Williams. I'm like, dude, two of those guys are, like, hurt. Like, they're being managed.
Did Jack not listen to anything?
I don't think so, but he was adamant, like, they're adding a guard. And, of course, Ethan and Taylor were like, no, absolutely not. But it does – you do wonder the value. Like, what type of player are they looking to get? Is it just a body? Is it just somebody to throw out on the court just in case it doesn't work out with Wheeler or Williams if they're hurt and if Gabe Wisnitzer just doesn't make a jump? Because, I mean, I hate to bring this up, but I've got to do it.
No, how
much maturation and improvement have we seen Chris Mack players in a number of years? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, David Johnson, from 1 year to
didn't
the
really
next.
Get better.
I hate to say it. I think he did get a little bit better, but it did not work
it
out.
It didn't work out.
I would not say if he gets drafted number 52 overall,
right.
That's not working out.
I mean, there,
Withers got. I think Withers has got a lot better.
He got a lot better as the season went on. I agree that Aiden Gahan didn't work out. He didn't improve from year one to year two.
I think Sam's got better.
Sam's got better. Yes, there are examples of guys that did get better, but there's a few examples of guys that just either it might be their fault or Chris Max.
It's a numbers game.
Yes, a numbers game right now. But you have to ask yourself: are they looking to add a high end player? And you know, if they add a high end player, who gets pissed off? Who says you just added so and so, and I'm out. I'm out of here. Is he afraid of like hurting feelings and other guys leaving?
I don't think Chris Mack. This is such a big year for him.
It is a big year.
I don't think he's worried about about hurting. I'm just saying the JJ Trainer, the fan club for him is thick.
It grew.
You understand? Yes, it grew, Mitch.
Especially during the ACC.
People want him to play.
Oh yeah, during that ACC.
And you don't need some center who looks like in college Willie Cauley Stein. I know it's a bad example, but you don't need somebody, Luka Garza
or Reed Travis. Like someone like a Reed Travis is like a big guy, but he can't really move, can't really shoot. That's not what you're looking to get. But no, the JJ Trainer stuff was real. I mean, I remember that last game against Duke in the ACC tournament. I mean, Twitter was like, why isn't JJ Trainer playing? They look better when JJ Trainer's on the floor. He gives you another guy that can not only be a post guy, but can stretch the floor as well. So it's an interesting situation that Mac is in. I do think they add somebody. I mean, the only name that comes to my mind as like a valued big that could play that spot and not really come in and take somebody's job over, like a Musa Cisse that played for Memphis.
But
he's a five-star.
But why bring him in then? That's my point. If you're saying, hey, I'm bringing in a guy who's a bench guy, I mean, to me, I understand there's a little bit of value there,
right?
But that's not to me moving the needle.
But you don't really be stuck in the position that they were stuck in last year where you only have like two guys. I mean, last year, you know, Josh Nickleberry was hurt. And then he came in and played and didn't work out. And really, the only two guards you had that were worth anything were David Johnson and Carly Jones. You don't want to be stuck if, like, Malik Williams, you know, is hurt. Gabe Wisniewski doesn't work out. And you have a true freshman, Roosevelt Wheeler, that's still trying to figure things out because he got brought along slow in the offseason. I mean, he's got to do it for insurance purposes because they were. By the end of the season, David Johnson and Carly Jones were playing, like, 40 minutes a game and were gassed. They were done.
Texas says, call your show the Lexington Take and keep letting the cards be in your kitchen.
I just said nice things about Louisville.
I don't know what he's hearing there.
I don't either. I say that like they should get things done.
Texas
Absolutely.
Says, why on this show do U of L players get goofy nicknames? Well, who has a goofy nickname?
I didn't give anyone a goofy nickname.
Well, did I give someone a goofy a nickname?
Did we say a nickname? We said Wheeler. Maybe because you said Reggie.
Why call everyone Reggie? Everyone Reggie.
It
Kentucky,
wasn't just Wheeler.
Louisville, Marist, it doesn't matter who you are.
Everyone's Reggie. It's just a great name, Reggie.
Texas says Mac has to develop his recruits, otherwise our ability to recruit and compete will be non-existent. Yeah, but this is not a big recruiting class. Sorry. I don't think people don't expect Roosevelt Wheeler to come in and play big minutes, right?
I don't know.
Play big minutes, and I feel like I don't expect Wheeler to play big minutes.
Or Wisniewski.
I don't expect Big Wiz to play at all.
That's the problem. That's why we're having the discussion because we don't
know. It's a problem.
It might be a problem. If you have two guys that you're saying they're coming in hurt, and we had to treat them differently than we're treating everybody else, and you've got Gabe Wisniewski, we don't know if he can play a damn.
No, he's not playing.
He's
not playing.
But I'm saying that's why and Louisville's like, no, we know we've got our bigs. We're good. Malik Williams, we're good.
Well, I don't know now.
I don't think they are good.
There might be some backtracking on that.
Yeah, but no, they're excited about Roosevelt Wheeler. Just, I mean, they because
well,
Chris Mack was super positive.
I just
on
don't know if he's playing 23 minutes a game next year.
And we don't.
I'm
know
not
that,
saying
yeah.
he's. I'm not denouncing anybody. Right. I'm saying this coming season to throw a freshman in, like you know, Kentucky's done that a lot. Everyone gets excited, and then during the year, it's well. I mean, the team's young. How can you expect it? I'm
right.
like, well, wait a minute. 2 months ago, they weren't young.
They were great.
You were excited about them.
Right.
So we're going down that road a little bit there. Texas says Blankenbaker says the Cards don't have a kitchen. How can they be in the Take's kitchen? It's a great point.
It's a great point. If you don't have a kitchen, I mean,
you got to have a kitchen.
They've got to go to our kitchen because they don't have a kitchen. No kitchens on the campus of U of L.
Orlando Antigua joins us next, maybe.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.